Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Call into us today for your flu and COVID vaccines at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The long-standing diplomatic row between London and Athens over the Elgin marbles has reached a new low. On Sunday, the Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis told the BBC he'd use a meeting with Rishi Sunak to ask for the return of the marble artefacts. In response, the British Prime Minister cancelled that meeting. John Rentoul is chief political commentator with The Independent. John, it's reached epic proportions now. Can you just explain to us what happened?
Well, the Prime Minister says that Mr. Mitsotakis promised not to raise the issue on his two-day visit to London. He went on television yesterday and raised it, and therefore his meeting's been cancelled. Extraordinary petulant display by our Prime Minister, I think.
Is that how it's being viewed?
Well, it is. And what's really damaging is it's being viewed in that way by Conservative MPs who regard this as an attempt by Number 10 to seize the news agenda, to distract attention from the immigration policy row. And when you've got Tory MPs, notionally supporting the government, giving vent to sort of conspiracy theories of this kind, because I mean, usually it's pretty difficult to manipulate the news agenda in that way. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just shows that it's really gone down very badly.
But I'm sure there are people where you are who would say, well, he's holding the line here, because if the British Museum gave the marbles back, there are lots of other artefacts that they'd have to give back too.
Well, yeah, but I mean, actually, public opinion. I mean, where is the constituency in the UK for voting Tory because they've stood firm against the lending the marbles back to the Greeks? I mean, it is just absurd. This is an issue that almost literally nobody cares about. I mean, the last time it was polled, I looked it up. People generally had no opinion, or they thought that it was fine to let the Greeks have them back.
Mm-hmm. But it is distracting from the other issues, in particular migration.
Well, yeah, but only making it worse, in the sense that the Prime Minister looks petulant and petty, whereas Keir Starmer, who saw the Greek Prime Minister yesterday, looked statesmanlike, because he had a reasonable discussion, saying he was open to the possibility of a temporary return of the marbles, and they discussed the problem of illegal migration, which is affecting everybody in Europe.
So Keir Starmer now looks like the grown up in the room, because he's called this behaviour from Rishi Sunak pathetic.
Yeah, and saying pointing out quite rightly that it's a bit much to sort of offend a NATO ally like that when you need their support on issues like illegal migration.
John, thank you very much. John Rentoul there from the London Independent.